Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Birds of a feather fall together. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we go at warp speed, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk radio all night long from the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the Northwoods. There is a warning label: handle with care. Handle with care. So our lead this hour, pretty obvious, comes from Monday Night Football. They put the curtain down on another weekend of NFL activity as Week 3 comes to a close. The Eagles and Cowboys renewing their rivalry, which is not really much of a rivalry these days, and neither team's that good, but the 125th matchup of the much ballyhooed NFC East get together. If you did not watch the game, maybe you missed it, don't worry. We got your back here. All right, we watched so you would not have to. It is our act of kindness for you, and the attention, much of it focused on Dak Prescott as he threw not one, not two, but three touchdowns in his first home game since the infamous snap, crackle, pop injury against the Giants last year. Trevon Diggs returned a pick six, 59 yards for the score, and the Cowboys smashed the Eagles, blew them to smithereens, 41-21 on a Monday night. So Dallas now 2-1, Philadelphia drops to 1-2. The better story, though, is in the losing locker room, where Philadelphia, they looked like the team we thought they would be, the junior varsity. The numbers, cover your eyes bad. Cover your eyes bad. Now, if you looked at the box score and just didn't watch the game, you say, well, it wasn't that bad. But there was some enhanced stat stuffing in garbage time, the sanitation part of the game. The Cowboys kept the birds at bay all night. Dallas had a 19-1 edge in first downs late in the first half. And Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback, was not only under center, he was lousy. Now, the numbers, he finished with 300-plus yards passing and three, a couple of touchdowns, two touchdowns, two interceptions. And so it doesn't look that bad. He looked average. If you look at the box score, he was terrible. P.U., what stinks? Jalen Hurts. So let us discuss the question. What do you make of Jalen Hurts and his issues for the Eagles in the Monday night game? So my thoughts here, you've got Pitchman, Tony Robbins, and Classical Movie. And we'll tie all of these things together, and we're going to make some pumpkin pie because it's almost Halloween season. I was at the store the other day, and they had their Halloween decorations out. So let's start with this. Jalen Hurts is on a season-long audition to be the Eagle quarterback. Does anyone disagree? Anyone in the back of the room disagree? No, no one can disagree with that. He's not locked in. He's getting an opportunity if he makes it all year. And that's a big if, right? The early returns, if you look at the polling stations, are not encouraging. In this game, a microcosm of Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, he was a turd in the first half. And then when Dallas called off the dogs, he started filling up the stat sheet. But do not be a low-information fan. Do not be hornswoggled by this. Don't. The Cowboys figure to be at, if everything goes right for Dallas, they're a middle-of-the-pack defensive team. I know the Cowboy media cartel does not want you to hear that they're going to be better than that. But if everything breaks the way of the Dallas Cowboys, I see them in the middle defensively this year. They get to play a lot of substandard teams like Philadelphia. Washington's not a good offensive team. The Giants are not a good offensive team. Everyone in the division stinks offensively. So when the dust settles, the numbers will actually be a little enhanced because of the division. But so far, Jalen Hurts, say what you want about the guy, he's been exactly as we expected. A mistake-prone, wobbly quarterback. Someone who is not a viable long-term starter. Haven't seen anything here that would lead you to go down the garden path if that is the case, that this is the long-term answer. He's just the temp. He's the temp quarterback. And then whether they trade for an established quarterback, Philadelphia, or roll the dice again in the draft on some hotshot quarterback, that will be determined at a later date. But watching him play, I'm like, well, okay, it's not that great. They're trying to make excuses for Jalen Hurts now. That's a big thing the media does when these guys go out and take a ride in the vomit comet. It's somebody else's fault. It's the offensive line's fault. It's the coach's fault. It's this guy's fault, that guy's fault. It's never no accountability for just bad play. And he's still a rookie. Well, no, he played last year. He had a full year in the NFL, Jalen Hurts. He's not a rookie. Well, he's only played 8 games. Okay. How many games do we have to wait until we realize the guy blows? What's the number? What's the magic number? Because as Jerry Glanville famously said, the NFL not for long when you play like that. And he's got to get a lot better. Now, Hurts, that's obvious. Hurts should become the new pitch man for Alka-Seltzer because the fans of the Eagles in the Delaware Valley are going to have indigestion and upset stomachs all football season long watching this cat play quarterback. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is when you go to Gardner Minshew, who should be the quarterback. Put the Gardner in there right now. Minshew mania. Now, part B of this. I will give Jalen Hurts credit in one area. This guy is electric as a soundbite. He is as close to a dial-a-quote as you can get. Very robotic. Most of the time with his comments, he has a Rolodex in his mind of sports cliches. He's studied the sports cliches clearly, and that studying paying off to some degree here for Jalen Hurts. But he was on top of his game. In fact, this is a rather unmemorable Monday night football game, something we'll talk about right now. But are you going to really look back at this with joy in days or weeks or months from now? No, you aren't. But I mentioned Jalen Hurts, very good at a sound bite situation. He's a dial-a-quote type of guy. He often mixes in Tony Robbins self-help wordplay. Remember his sound bite in the offseason was, "Very hungry and we don't plan on missing meals." Of course, this was a missed supper. It will not be the last supper, but it was a missed supper, a starvation diet. Hurts adding another gem, and we've got to give you some sound here of Jalen Hurts. Let me walk you through this. This is outstanding. So Jalen Hurts here saying that he didn't do enough. He didn't do a good enough job, and he wants full accountability. So unlike the media that are making excuses, Jalen Hurts, at least in his soundbite, is saying, "Hey, it's me. I'm the guy.
I didn't do a good enough job of leading. I didn't do a good enough job of running our offense, of doing the things that I need to do. So it's on me. This one's on me."
Yeah, there you go. It's on him. Now, also some of the media were blaming Nick Sirianni, the coach in Philly there, for the play calling, the offensive staff. They're not doing their job. And here is Jalen Hurts attempting to put ice water on that media narrative.
Play calling was not an issue in this game. I was the issue in this game. I take it and I learn from it, and I'll be better from it. We'll be a better team from it.
There you go, be a better team. And now we have saved the Mona Lisa of soundbites. Very rarely in sports talk radio does a soundbite rise to the level of forever, an evergreen soundbite. Jalen Hurts is not going to be a quarterback in the NFL that long if he continues to play the way he's playing. But he will live in infamy here on the airwaves of Fox Sports Radio and the Ben Maller Show because of something he said after the Cowboy game. This is pure, solid gold. It is amazing. So here is Jalen Hurts with a bathroom analogy to describe how the Eagles are going to move on from pooping the bed in the Monday night game.
Learn from it and move on. I feel this way after every loss. I take responsibility for how this game went tonight. I take responsibility for that. I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to learn from it. We're going to be a better team from it. I believe that. You take your deuce, you don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
There you go. Now, can we highlight, do we have just that? That's the money quote. That part right there, when you take a deuce, you don't just look at it, you flush it and move on. Can we play just that part? Do we have just that part here? Can we play that part right now?
I take responsibility for that. I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to learn from it. We're going to be a better team from it. I believe that. You take your deuce, you don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on.
Yeah.
We're going to flush it and move on.
Yeah. We need to highlight. We need to cut out the beginning part of that. And
you take your deuce. You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. Oh. We're going to flush it and move on.
This is poetry. This guy's a poet, Jalen Hurts. He shouldn't be playing football. He should be writing poetry is what he should be doing. That's amazing. That's an all-time soundbite. That's great. When you take a deuce, you don't just look at it. You flush it and move on. Jalen Hurts.
Poop fest.
That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback right there. Outstanding. Of course, the Eagles were so bad, they didn't even make it to the toilet. They pooped their pants. They couldn't even make it to the bathroom. And I guess in addition to selling Alka-Seltzer, they can sell Depends, the adult diapers, because, woo-wee, man, it's just great. Play it again. Play it again. I want to hear it again. Play it again.
You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
There's always that guy, though. You know that guy that does kind of look back and admire? And everyone's got that one friend that does that. And occasionally, we'll even take photos to send them photographs. You know, you'll send your buddies, these people send photos to other people. It's weird, of the trip to the commode. All right, last word here. So let's change lanes for a second. Nick Sirianni being called out for what? For building up the magnitude of the Eagle-Cowboy rivalry. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. Now, riddle me this, Batman. What's wrong with that? Now, Sirianni wore a Beat Dallas shirt around practice. Oh, my God, he wore a shirt. And the shirt had the cowboy helmet, the eagle helmet. It said Beat Dallas. And at a team meeting the night before, on Sunday night, night before Monday Night Football, Sirianni is alleged to have shown, wait for this, this is going to be high crimes and misdemeanors, he showed his team a video of the importance of beating the Cowboys. The video was narrated by some Eagles legends. Oh, no! And he, get this, he showed clips of some of the Eagle players in college dominating their rivalry games. Oh, no, you can't do that. So Sirianni's being ridiculed. He's being called high school Harry, among other things. Now, we disagree, right? Just media hardos doing media hardo things. I have no problem with that. Now, these guys take this stuff. I'm talking about the media guys, the sports writers, and they get in this stuff. I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine who works in the business a while back, a couple weeks ago. We were talking about some of these guys become sports writers, and they're in it for so long, they start to think they're part of the teams and that this is war and that they are protecting trade secrets. It's a football coach coaching a bunch of young guys, and they're, you know, most of them in their 20s, and these writers take this stuff way too seriously. They get all wrapped up into it, and I advise to go rent a classical movie, Stripes. Lighten up, Francis, all right? It's a bad look because, listen, I get it. The Eagles got blown out. Fine, they were outclassed, but I have no problem with Sirianni doing this kind of stuff. And we're talking about, it's not brain surgery. Again, it's young people playing football. And the Eagles lost because they suck. It doesn't matter any video they put up, any T-shirt. Just like if it had been reversed, right? If the Eagles had had a championship-level team and were playing this Cowboy team, which is a middle-of-the-pack team, the Cowboys. I think most agree Cowboys are a middle-of-the-pack team. And so in that environment, you're like, okay, the Eagles can wear whatever they want. They still win the game. But this idea somehow that Nick Sirianni, because he wore a T-shirt and showed a highlight video, that this is a bad thing for the Eagles. Oh, shut up. Go get a life, you loser. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show, and I am so happy we have a new toy. A new toy, the Jalen Hurts soundbite. Play it again, Chris. Play it again. I want to hear it again. Play it again.
You take you a deuce. You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
Yeah. Now, technically, just on a technical situation, now, is the proper movement in the bathroom, and I'm in the safe harbor, so I think we can get into this as adults here. I mean, what kids are awake at this hour? So I would say in the bathroom, is it proper once you've taken care of the business there, the number two, and then do you then go to the cleanup method, the wipe, and then flush, or do you flush and then proceed to the second phase of that operation? Because it sounds like Jalen Hurts is just you boom and then flush and then move on to the next. That's how we operate.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And the winner is, welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we elbow aside the haters, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and extremely powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the disco as we do the hustle all night long, the Fox Sports Radio studios in the North Woods. And our lead this hour coming from the Transaction Wire. We'll get back to the Monday Night Football rhubarb in a few minutes, but we begin with a transaction. Josh Gordon, remember him? He has picked a new team. Where have we heard this before? Josh Gordon, veteran receiver, at one point an up-and-coming player in the NFL. Well, he has selected a new team as he attempts yet another return to the NFL, and I check my notes here, and I see I've done this monologue 7,000 times over the years, so we'll do it again. Why not? If you have not heard the news, maybe not. We have now learned that Josh Gordon is coming back, and he has agreed to a deal with Kansas City. He will be a Chief once he is reinstated officially into the league annals there. He has actually been reinstated, so he's allowed to come back, but he will be put on the practice squad, not the active roster, until he gets caught up to speed. And then, soon after that, once he's caught up to warp speed, he will be placed on the active roster for the Chiefs. He has been reinstated from multiple violations of the NFL's draconian substance abuse policy. It's just a little weed and booze and all the other things that he has been doing over the years, Josh Gordon. He was suspended. He was with the Seahawks in December of 2020. He was suspended by the NFL at that time, and he was just cleared to re-enter the league a few days ago. So it's only been a few days, and now he lands in Kansas City. So let us discuss, he being Josh Gordon. So the question, should the Chiefs fan be happy, angry, or indifferent about Josh Gordon's addition to the roster pending? So the answer is indifferent. The only position one can have about Josh Gordon as a fan is indifference. My observation, you've got Monet, Glass Mug, and Confession. And we will lock all of these things together, and we're going to make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. Now, number one. So Josh Gordon is a human throw of the dice. You don't know what you're going to get with Josh Gordon, but chances are it'll end up with a suspension. There is no reason to think that he has removed the asbestos from his personal life. And these are things that if he wasn't a football player, a lot of these things he would be okay with and he wouldn't get in trouble for. But the NFL, he's on the radar, and the NFL's got these rules in place, and so he keeps getting himself in hot water with the NFL. We know the story there. And to think that this is going to be different, you would be naive if you think that is the case. You cannot be happy if you're a Chiefs fan, since Josh Gordon has been all over the place. He's been passed from team to team like a Pepsi can in a hurricane, right, in recent years. There's a reason for that. And the reason is because he's undependable and he's the big tease. where you look at the skill set, you're like, wow, he's got the acumen to be a dominating player, and then you realize, well, he's not able to play. You can't be angry. You can't really be angry about this because the Chiefs are merely taking a flyer on Josh Gordon. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, as the old line goes. And so the proper emotion here is apathy. Apathy. If you were to say what kind of piece of art is Josh Gordon, Josh Gordon is a Monet. A Monet is a piece of art that looks better from a distance, not good up close. You don't need Bob Ross to tell you that. I can tell you that. And six suspensions now in 6 years, five for substance abuse, if you look at the resume of Josh Gordon. It is stunning the kind of legs that that breakout season he had years ago for Cleveland still has. Josh Gordon is living off the goodwill that he picked up way back in 2013 with the Brownies. That's the year he led the league in receiving yards, and he was the all-pro and all-world and all-everything. That's in the rearview mirror now. That's long gone, like a house on the side of the road. And since then, Gordon missed most of the 2014 season, all of the 2015 season, all of the 2016 season, and he's had various suspensions in the years since then. But yet, opportunity comes knocking at the door for Josh Gordon because at one point he was the top preeminent receiver in football in 2013 on a horse bleep team in Cleveland, and they still come knocking on the door. Now, the second thing, Josh Gordon's addition is the old psychological test for the football consumer. All right, so pull out your glass mug. Do you see that glass half empty or half full? And it really does depend on your worldview. If you're the glass is half empty type, you're the pessimist, and you say, well, Josh Gordon, he's 30 years old. He's got a lot of baggage, a lot of baggage. He's been out of the NFL as a full-time participant for many years. It's been a long time since Josh Gordon regularly contributed to a football team, and he's never contributed full-time to a good football team. He was with New England, but he was a bit player with the Patriots. Now, if you're the glasses half-full optimist, the cockeyed optimist here, you'll say Josh Gordon is a young 30 years old. He's still in the middle of his prime, and he's been saving all those hits. He hasn't been getting beat up playing football because he hasn't played football. Now, the nerds will tell you when it comes to the glass half empty or half full test, the nerds will tell you that technically the glass is full. It's fully full, that the liquid starts at the bottom of the glass, and even though it might look to the human eye like it stops halfway up, the rest of the glass is actually filled with air. So by technicality, the glass is always full. It's fully full because there's liquid and air, and that fills up the entire glass. And so that's how that works. Now, final point here. So we are of the belief, I think most people are, that actions speak louder than words. And the people around Josh Gordon who stand to benefit from his return will tell you that this time is going to be different, that Josh Gordon's going to go out there and he'll keep his nose clean and he won't have any problems and there'll be no grievances at all and this will be wonderful. That he's going to walk the line, as Johnny Cash would say, walk the line, right? But think of this, though, as a confessional, a Kansas City confession. What the Chiefs are doing by admitting this, you know, with this roster move, they're admitting that through their actions, they have a problem. They wouldn't make this move if they didn't have a problem. You don't stick your neck out for Josh Gordon and his 837th try to not screw up in the NFL. You don't make it, even on a make it deal, you don't make that offer on a make it deal if you are fully satisfied with your roster. So this is a, say it with me now, dead giveaway. It's a dead giveaway that Kansas City knows their secondary wide receivers, DeMarcus Robinson, Brian Pringle, guys like that, blow. And they've got to get better. And so even if it means taking the forbidden fruit that is Josh Gordon, you take a bite out of the forbidden fruit. You've got to do it because they have to improve that last option at the wide receiver, the third wing, if you will, at the wide receiver position. And so that stands out for the brass in the Chiefs front office there as an infected ingrown toenail. That's what that is, right? You ever had an infected ingrown toenail? Well, that sucks. And so the Chiefs went into confession and said, hey, we got a problem. We got to bring Josh Gordon in. And really, what Josh Gordon, once he gets up to speed, the plan is that he will fill the shoes of Sammy Watkins. When Sammy Watkins had been in Kansas City for a couple of years, he went to Baltimore, and the Chiefs did not replace him with anybody who's good. So if you're Andy Reid and the coaching staff there, you tried to hold the line and with what you had. It didn't work. You've been knocked down. Not that that's why the Chiefs are in the position they're in where they've lost the last couple of games. It's not because of DeMarcus Robinson or Brian Pringle. It's because of mistakes, turnovers, fumbles, that kind of thing. But still, I mean, that's the gig for Josh Gordon. The problem, and it is a fatal problem, is that even if Josh Gordon comes in there and plays like a maestro and dominates as the Sammy Watkins type receiver, tick, 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 it's a ticking time bomb. And he will rip your heart out at some point because chances are, based on 6-6, he's going to end up getting in trouble with the NFL again. And this will not be the dramatic sea change that many people are saying. He will end up in murky waters again, Gordon, and then we'll be back and the Chiefs will have to find a way to squeeze something out of a couple of guys that are not particularly good, at least don't appear to be very good at their job at catching passes, the secondary wide receivers on the Kansas City roster.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop, a loop, Justin Cooper.
Ben, after the Vikings win over the Seahawks on Sunday, Mike Zimmer said that he told the team that it was the best offensive performance since he's been head coach. Ben, was this a statement game from the Vikings?
No, it was a shovel game. They had to dig themselves out of the hole they put themselves in because they lost to Arizona and Cincinnati. If they want to sniff the playoffs, it was a must-win situation. That was required. Kirk Cousins was in rhythm. The Vikings manhandled the Seahawks there. Now, time will tell if this is the beginning of something. And they do play the Browns coming up, so that's a big one also. Next!
Shohei Ohtani was asked about his long-term future with the Angels when he said that he hasn't spoken with the management about an extension. But he added, I love the fans, I love the atmosphere of the team, but more than that, I want to win. That's the biggest thing for me. I'll leave it at that. Ben, should Angels fans be panicking?
Yes, panic at the disco, or in this case, panic at the big A. I always say panic first, ask questions later. But seriously, Shohei Ohtani, he says he wants to win. Why can't he win with the Angels? Like, why is it so hard for them to win? Go out and get some pitchers. Stop getting Oriole trash on your pitching staff in Anaheim. And Ohtani, he can't be a free agent until after the 2023 season. So he's captive in Anaheim until then. Next!
Sign Robbie Ray.
Calm down.
Oscar De La Hoya recently called out Floyd Mayweather looking for a rematch after 14 years. He said he'd offer him $100 million. Now it's being reported that Mayweather is open to the fight, but doubts De La Hoya has the dough. Ben, do you think this fight is going to happen?
I do not. Now, Floyd Mayweather will only do it on his terms. He needs his thumb on the scale, meaning an exhibition fight, not an official fight. That's Mayweather's MO now. So unless that happens, no, there'll be a lot of money. They can make their money. How do we do, Koobaloo?
You pass this edition.
That's a winner! Whee!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now, okay. I thought we were going to pause.
Hello, that's lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
Okay, it's Maller's Mount of Money every single week at about this time. If we have people that want to play Maller's Mount of Money.
We'll do it live! Do it live!
We're doing
it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
We're doing it live. Let's welcome in our contestants. We have Joe in Milwaukee. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Ben.
Welcome in, Joe. You sound overwhelmed with emotion to be on the radio.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay, and Joe, what do you have going on in Milwaukee? What brings you to the radio?
I'm going to work.
Oh, wow, this is a weird time to go to work. Man, what kind of work do you do?
I own a small little restaurant in Milwaukee.
Oh, so you got to go and you got to set everything up for the morning rush?
I have to make bread and stuff like that, yes.
Ah, all right. And how long does it take to make bread?
About an hour.
All right. And owning a restaurant, I have a lot of questions. We don't have a lot of time, but owning a restaurant, how often do you end up preparing too much food, and how often do you not prepare enough food?
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm pretty good at it now.
So okay.
There's great knowledge.
You've been in the game a long time. I got you. All right. Hold on a sec, Joe. The bread man, the restaurateur in Milwaukee, and you will be playing, as will Rob in Oklahoma. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, what's up?
Welcome in, Rob. What brings you to the radio show?
Oh, just headed to work. You know, pretty excited to be here.
Oh, you do sound excited. Now, your competitor, Joe, he's a restaurant guy. He's making food at a restaurant. Why are you up? What kind of work do you do is what I meant to say.
I work in the oil field.
Oh, the oil fields. You're an oil man.
Yeah.
Wow, all right. Do you get all covered in oil at the end of the day?
Nah, I'll stay pretty clean most of the time. I got a pretty caked up.
Yeah. And you're still and the oil fields of Oklahoma are bursting with oil, right? So just full of oil, even all after all these years.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, all right. Awesome. Well, very good. Hold on a sec. Rob, the oil man, and Joe, the restaurateur. Let's go back to Joe. Joe, who would you like to partner up with in the show? You can play with me, Ben, Eddie, Chris is in, or Kubaloo.
Eddie, please.
All right. That's a bad choice by you, Joe. And Rob in Oklahoma, who would you like to partner up with, Rob?
I reckon I'll play with Ben. How about that?
That's right, Rob. Absolutely correct. Because we are going to win it. We're in it to win it. Joe will be distracted by all that yeast, and he won't be able to play the game properly. Coop, what are the categories quickly, please?
All right, and real quick, because I think it's both of these guys' first time playing, you're going to have two different categories with seven athletes. You're going to try and guess the athlete by your partner's going to give you clues. And so
first and last name.
Yes, first and last name of the athlete in order to get points. This is the Lil Wayne edition. The categories are as follows. Stuntin' like my daddy, I'm single, 6 foot, 7 foot, and sucker for pain. Joe, you were on first. Which category would you like?
I do. I'm single.
I'm single. All right. And then, Rob, how about you?
I don't care.
Stunting like my daddy.
Sure.
Good attitude, yeah. Rob. All right. Very good. Everyone stay on place. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. And we will have the Lil Wayne edition of Maller's Mountain of Money. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Time now for Maller's Mountain of Money. We have our game set up. The matchup, Joe in Milwaukee, the restaurant guy on his way to make bread, teaming up with Eddie. And we have Rob in Oklahoma City, who's going to the oil fields. Sounds like he's already there, and he's teamed up with me, Ben, and Koopaloop. It is the Lil Wayne edition, and Eddie and Joe are going first.
That is right. Joe and Eddie are up. Your category is I'm single. Remember, you need the first and last name of the athlete. This category, these athletes are all eligible bachelors. You're going to have 45 seconds on the clock. Ready, begin.
The current quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wide receiver for the Browns. He used to be with the New York Giants. Fabulous.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes. Slugger for the San Diego Padres. His dad was a major league player. Correct. NBA player. He's with the Wizards, but he's known more as a Laker. First and last. Go ahead. He's out of Utah. Played collegiately at Utah. Let's skip that one. Former Pro Bowl safety for the Chiefs. He came back from cancer. Out of Tennessee.
Eric Berry?
Yes, very good. All right, we'll take it. You did not get Kyle Kuzma, although I did not give you great clues for that. That's all right.
No, you didn't.
140 points.
140. All right, we're up again. Oh, here we go, Rob. You ready, Rob?
All right.
I'm a little bit nervous.
No, Rob, listen, Rob. No, listen.
Don't worry. If you do bad, Ben's going to yell and scream at you.
No, I will not yell at you. Oh, yes, I will yell at Joe.
He will throw you under the bus.
I will not throw you under the bus at all. I'll throw you under the oil rig is what I'll throw you under. Anyway, all right, here we go. What is this?
You guys have stunting like my daddy. These athletes followed in their father's footsteps. So they all have dads that played the
sport. All right, are you ready, Rob? Are you prepared?
Sure.
All right.
Here we go.
45 seconds. Begin.
All right, he's a running back for the Carolina Panthers. He's hurt right now.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yes, outfielder for the Toronto Blue Jays. His dad also was an outfielder for the Angels and the Expos. All right, a manager of the New York Yankees right now. His father was Bob, his brother was Brett. All right, coach of the Sacramento Kings, former Lakers coach and player. His father was Big Redhead, the Big Redhead. Okay, Patriots special team star. His father was Jackie, an offensive tackle for the Rams back in the 1980s.
Say it again.
Patriots special. Oh, my.
I told you, I suck.
Well, I'm glad you picked Ben.
Hey, Rob. I think you did a great job, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, you did a hell of a job, Rob.
Sorry, Rob.
Does your hearing work, Rob? Do you have a hearing aid in there, Rob? I'm just asking, Eddie.
I told you.
It's a legitimate question, Eddie. He might have a hearing aid in, and he might not be able to hear properly.
Let's find out in round two.
Hold on.
Rob, do you even like sports, Rob?
He needs to know the ones that he missed. You missed Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yes, who knows who he is? He's lighting baseball on fire.
Aaron Boone.
Nobody's ever heard of the Boone family in baseball. Yep.
Luke Walton.
Big redhead. Who's that guy in basketball? I don't know.
And then the 100-pointer, Matthew Slater.
Wow. I just saw Jackie Slater at the Rams game.
He got Christian McCaffrey, so you do have points, Ben. Rob.
Looking on the bright side.
Would you like 6 foot, 7 foot, or sucker for pain?
Huh. 6 foot, seven.
Oh, I think I'm okay. Pick the other one.
All right.
No, go ahead.
These athletes are listed at exactly 6 feet or 7 feet tall. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
All right, former quarterback of the Saints. He's on NBC now. He just retired last year.
Drew Brees.
Yes. The answer for the Philadelphia 76ers, the guard. He's now retired.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay. Trust the process.
Tyrone Iverson, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Star of the Sixers right now out of Kansas. He's good soundbite. Big guy. What's that?
Oh, no, Joel Embiid.
Yeah, there you go. You're on fire now. Mr. October from baseball in the 1970s and 80s.
Derek Jeter.
Yes. No, that's wrong. All right. 3,000-hit guy played for the Angels and the Minnesota Twins in the 70s and 80s.
No.
Hey, that was three times better than the first one.
Tremendous job.
You missed Joel Embiid. Oh, no, you got Joel Embiid.
You missed Reggie Jackson,
Mr. October.
I assume they didn't pass me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then take your time.
Yes. Rod Carew.
Look how concerned Eddie was.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to make sure I'm not going to get screwed over.
What a douche.
You want to run
You're
up,
a loser. You are such a douche.
Joe, you want to run up the score for the last 20
nah,
seconds?
No, you don't want to do that.
All right,
Joe.
Sounds good. Yes. All right.
Sucker for pain. These athletes are all considered injury prone. Begin.
Boo.
All right, NBA point guard with the Suns, the State Farm commercials.
Boo.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, current quarterback for the Colts. He's injured all the time. He was with the Eagles.
Carson Wentz.
The unicorn for the Mavericks. Yeah. He was with NBA player with the Knicks.
Let the record show Eddie's a bad sportsmanship by Garcia.
Oh, we win! Golden ticket for you!
Bad sportsmanship!
Ben loses!
You're a bad sport! You beat up on a guy on the oil field!